Without wasting much of our time, I just want you to get ready and get prepared. God will visit you this morning. Like I said, our Father is in the house. He's the founder and the general overseer of Global Reconciliation Ministry. Join me as I welcome my father, Pastor Edward Enenta.
It's a wonderful privilege for me to be here handling the microphone of my father in the Lord and my mentor, Pastor Kiola. And I want to thank my brother and my friend, the General Vice for now, who invited me to preach from this platform. And I want you to know that the Lord is ready to bless us. And I want you to let your ears be attentive and let your eyes be open and ask the Lord to give you understanding heart as we go through His word. Let's talk to God in prayers. Our precious Father, we are grateful unto you for your faithfulness and mercy. We thank you because this conference is your conference. You have brought your children together to bless them and to minister to them. And I'm asking, Lord, that you leave no stone unturned in ministering to each and every one of us, so that at the end of this conference, we will never remain the same, but your glory will be so strong upon our lives. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. This morning, the message is the dry bones shall live again. Can I hear you say amen to that? The dry bone shall live again. Well, it's a message and the topic we know from time. We've been singing about it. In Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. I will start reading from verse 1. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and sent me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay snares upon you, and will bring you up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bones to his bones. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then said he unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they said, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, we are cut off our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. I shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Well, like I said, it's a familiar place in the Bible. Well, this is this is a part of the Bible we all know. The condition of the dry bones was very bad, very, very bad. And these bones represented the whole house of Israel. That is Israel and Judah in exile, whose hopes had died when they were despised among the heathen. The Bible said, for they said, our hope is lost, our bones are dry, we are cut off for our parts. Well, it's a perfect, hopeless condition. At this point of their existence, what they say and keep saying will restore and revive them or destroy them completely. But God was more concerned about what they said than their condition. He promised not to forsake or to leave them, but for what they say, he promised Abraham, he said, your seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. He said, I am with you and I will help you. Now, understand this. God promised Abraham that he will never forsake him. He will never forsake his seed. That his seed was going to multiply, and his seed was going to possess the gates of his enemies. And then here, Israel sinned, they messed up, and they were scattered all over the place. And their condition was so terrible that they now said, our hope is lost. Our bones are dry. We are cut off for our parts. And that's what they were saying. And like I said, the condition of the Israelites then became so bad because of what they were saying. Not because of anything. It was because of what they were saying to themselves. They said, we are finished. We are done for. There is nothing any man can do to help us. That was why God asked to ask Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel himself said, "O God, thou knowest, the condition of these bones are so bad. And as a human being, I can't say whether they will live or not. You are God. You know all things." Now, this has been the condition of Israelites. When they went to spy the land that was given to them by God, they came back with a very bad report. The report that they cannot occupy the land, that they cannot move forward. They said, "The place is a place that eats the inhabitants thereof." They said, "The wall is so high." They said, "Amorites are there." They said, "We are like grasshoppers before the people." And then they said, "We cannot go. It's not possible." And that which they said happened to them. They said that God had brought them there for them to die. And then for them to perish, and their children, and all that. And God said, "As you have spoken in my ears, so shall I do unto you." And here again, they said, "Our bones are dry, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts." And you know, in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20, 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." So then, whatever you say under pressure of any kind determines what happens next. It's not just the Israelites. Whatever you say, when you are under any kind of pressure, happens to you as you said it. The cause of negative words may be pressure or pain, or when you are in danger, unbelief, discouragement, depression, and despair. When you say it is not going to be possible, so shall it be. That's why God said, "For they said, their condition, that dry bone that was so dry and scattered," was what God was telling Ezekiel. This is the people. This is what they said. "For they said," and because of what they said, that's what was what left them in their condition. And I want to say this quickly before I continue. Listen to me. Dry bones can rise again. Yes. Dry bone, no matter how dry, it can rise again. This dry bone can represent your condition as somebody that is sick. So sick. You have tried your best. You have gone everywhere. You have done all that you can, and yet the sickness persisted, or disease. It may be what they call diabetes, HIV/AIDS, or cancer, or that sickness that has no name yet, but is eating you up. Listen to me. You can be free. You can be delivered. The dry bones can rise and live again. Yes. It may be your business that only the skeleton remains. Maybe you were such a powerful businessman or woman who have actually enjoyed prosperity, but all of a sudden, your business crumbled. And the only thing that remains now is a skeleton of what that business used to be. And to you, you are asking yourself the question, can this business ever rise again? Yes, it can rise again. Yes, the business can rise again. Huh. And it may be a situation in the family. Maybe the children are scattered. Maybe some of them are smoking. And some of them have joined evil gangs. You have taken them to the deliverance. You have done everything you can to help the children, but they remain the same. And you don't even know what to do and how to handle things. Now, it may be the situation in your family, and that situation in the family is something that there is nothing you have not done. You have fasted, you have prayed, and you have gone places to make sure that the family's situation is revived. But things continue the way they are. Listen to me. As it is, whatever situation you find your family, God is able to revive them. Amen. God is able to bring back your family. Mm-hmm. Now, it may be your marriage. Your marriage as a husband and wife, things has gone so bad that you don't know how to handle your marriage anymore. People have, you know, come into it and they have advised you. Maybe your pastor has spoken to your wife or your husband so that things will become normal again, and no way. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have met some men of God, and things are still the same. Your marriage is in shambles. And you feel that, well, maybe this is the way God wants it to be. It is not the way God wants it to be. That is why Ezekiel said, "O God, thou knowest." So, your marriage can rise again. Yes. You see, but one thing you should know is that when we talk about revival of the dry bones, how was the dry bone revived? God said to Ezekiel, prophesy. Do what? Prophesy. He said, prophesy, thou son of man, prophesy. And tell this dry bone, O ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Yes. And if we must make the dry bone to rise again, we must prepare to prophesy. We must be prepared to do what? To prophesy. And it is that prophecy that will revive the dry bone. O ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. And I want you to know that whatever situation in which you find yourself, your family, your business, your marriage, or whatever it is, understand that they have ears, they can hear. And when you prophesy, they will hear. Yes. He said, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, how do we prophesy? Always say what the Lord said. When you are, you know, declaring the word of God over your dry bones, you are prophesying. Son of man, prophesy. You know what David said in Psalm 118, verse 17? He said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. That is prophecy. That word, I shall not die. That statement is you are prophesying to your health. Hello? The doctor may have said you have no much time to live, that you may not live through the year. The prophecy there is that I shall not do what? I shall not die. The doctor may say his own, but what you say is what is going to happen. God said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, prophesy unto this dry bone. Prophesy. And say to this dry bone, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. When you are, in that situation, always say to that dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. What did I say? Can we say, O ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Say it again, O ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. O ye my business, hear the word of the Lord. O ye my marriage, hear the word of the Lord. O ye my health, hear the word of the Lord. See, whatever situation it is, that's exactly what will revive the dry bone. He says, Son of man, prophesy. And when we prophesy to our own dry bones, they shall live. Are you hearing me? They shall do what? They shall live. And don't ever speak negative words to your dry bone, no matter the situation you find yourself. It may be your Christian faith. Yes, your Christian faith, or your prayer life, or your relationship with God. You may look at yourself and said, I have backslidden already. And maybe you came down here to be revived. Listen to me. Surely you're going to be revived. Amen. You're not going home the way you came here. Amen. No matter what the devil has done in your life. Yes, maybe throughout this year, you couldn't gather yourself as a child of God. The devil has been dealing with you. And then you have been falling and rising, falling and rising. Or you have even fallen and you are looking for a way to rise. Listen to me. It is like a dry bone. When God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? It is you. God is now asking the question. Do you think you'll be revived? You are going to be revived. I say you are going to be revived. Oh yes. No matter what the devil is doing in your life, you are going to be revived. Amen. It may be that you have fallen into a kind of evil habit in your life, in your Christian life. You don't know how it happened, but you discover that there's a habit you have actually formed. And that habit is what the Bible calls besetting sin. You have been struggling with that habit for a long time, maybe for 1 year. Maybe those of us who are giving over to pornography, you don't know how you fell into it, but while you are browsing your phone and you discover that you have now fallen into pornography, watching naked women, watching naked men, watching those who are, in immorality and all that kind of thing. And you have been trying to pull yourself out from that pit, and there is no way. And you are almost giving up and saying, God, if that is your plan, let it be. It is not God's plan. It is God saying, Son of man, prophesy. Because God is going to breathe on you. And you are going to have a life, a Christian life. When God created Adam, the Bible says he breathed upon Adam the breath of life, And man became what? A living soul. Man began, was revived. Man was like a corpse, but God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And this morning, God is going to breathe into you the breath of life, and you are going to become a living soul. Yes, you know, one is that you pray. You pray. And after prayer, you speak. And you keep speaking. You know what Jesus said? He said, have faith in God. That is in Mark chapter 11 from verse 22. He said, have faith in God. That word there, have faith in God, means have God's kind of faith. Having God's kind of faith, he said, for verily I say unto you, if you will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and you will not doubt in your heart, but you will believe that what you said will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you said. That have faith in God is have God's kind of faith. Because it is that faith with which God created the world. He said, let there be light, and there was what? There was light. And when you have that kind of faith, and you speak to your dry bones, and you say, you dry bones, thus says the Lord, you will rise and live. That dry bone will live. Are you hearing me? So this morning, every dry bone will live, because we're going to prophesy upon every dry bone. Yes, God said to Ezekiel, prophesy, son of man, prophesy. And we also are given that authority and the power to prophesy. And as you prophesy, they will get up. Whatever be that dry bone in your life, it is going to rise and live in Jesus' name. Yes. So, if your case is your relationship with God, your prayer life, and then you have lost your prayer life, you have lost your relationship with God, you no more fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you are just like the dry bone, then the hour has come for us to prophesy. You know, the woman of issue of blood, she struggled. She tried everything she could to be free. So that for 12 good years, that woman was suffering. And she spent everything she had and was not getting better at all. The whole physicians she met, all of them, you know, took away her money without solution. And now she must have sold everything she had according to the scriptures, and she was not getting better. There is something that she said that happened in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 9, please. From verse 20. Verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Listen to this. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be what? I shall be whole. Now, that was what the woman said. And this woman, the Bible says, she suffered this thing for 12 good years and was dying. All of a sudden, the woman said to herself, this, my problem, the hour has come for you to disappear. And the Bible says, for she said, if I will touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. That was a wonderful prophecy. upon her own dry bone. And after the prophecy, she moved and touched the hem, the garment. And immediately the Bible said, and when Jesus came into, the Bible now said in verse 21, for she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Like, you are going to be made whole from this hour. Amen. Yes, you are going to be made whole from this hour. But the woman prophesied to herself and said, I will touch the hem of the garment of this man, and when I do, I shall be made whole. Listen to me. The man, a centurion that met Jesus, said his servant is dying at home. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion said, no, I am not even worthy that you come under my roof. Speak the word, and my servant shall be made whole. And the Bible said, after Jesus has spoken to the people around, he said that he has not found faith, this kind of faith, no, not in Israel. And he now turned to the centurion and said, as thou hast believed, so be it unto you. And then from now your servant is made whole. And that was when the servant was made whole. You cannot but prophesy, and whatever be that problem in your life will be transformed, and you'll be freed. Whatever sickness in your body, as you prophesy to yourself, that sickness is going. Amen. Yes. And when you have done that, no matter how depressed you are, don't ever reverse it. Because when you are depressed and you say, it's like this thing is coming back again, that is prophecy. But that is a negative prophecy. But this one that God said to Ezekiel, he said, when you prophesy, son of man, prophesy, say to the dry bone, O ye dry bone, you are going to rise, I'm going to put my spirit in you, and then you are going to begin to live. And today, what are you going to prophesy concerning your life, concerning your business, concerning your family, concerning your marriage, and concerning your Christian faith? You know, like I told you, somebody can be so down in the faith that he will lose hope. Like Israelites said, our hope is lost. Our bones are dry. We are cut off our paths. You can be so down in the Christian faith that you will lose hope that God will ever revive you again. But today, God is going to revive you. Amen. You know, some years back, I went out for personal evangelism. And just one of the routes in Diop there, as I was, you know, preaching to people, I met a young man, very young man. And I was preaching to him, and I was telling him, Jesus can save you. Jesus can deliver you. Jesus can, you know, transform your life. The young man looked at me and said, don't preach to me. Pray for me. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, don't preach to me, but pray for me. I said, there's a difference between praying for you and preaching to you. I don't understand what you mean. He said, listen, I was a very powerful evangelist. I planted many churches in my village and other villages. And then I fell into temptation. I committed immorality, and then I've been praying since then to be revived, to come back to God. But it's not possible. You say, that's why I said, don't preach to me, pray for me. I say, no. The word of God is can transform your life now. Then I began to quote the scriptures I know, that Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, he ended it for me. He said, I will nowise cast him out. I said, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He finished it for me. Anyone I quote, he will finish it for me. And he said, listen, as I'm telling you now, I don't even know the way to repent again. I have fallen out of grace, and I don't know whether God will ever forgive me again. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, the blood was shed for you, and if only you can believe, you'll be transformed, no matter how you were in the Lord. So, what am I saying? I encouraged him, and God helped him, and he came back to faith. And I want you to understand that this morning, no matter how down you are in the faith, if your prayer life is dead, God can revive your prayer life. Amen. Yes, there is what we call the spirit of grace and supplication. God can touch you with that spirit of grace and supplication. Are you hearing me? You can start praying like you never prayed before. Yes. If you have lost the grace to preach the gospel, that grace can be given to you again. And you can preach the gospel again. Whatever you have lost in the Lord, the dry bone can rise again. Are you hearing me? If you have lost your vision, you know, there are people that if they counsel you, they are counsel as if you went to God for counseling. But you may have lost it completely. After today, you are going to be revived. And the Lord's hand is going to be upon you again. No matter what you have lost in the Lord, you can regain it again. The only thing that the Lord wants you to do is what he told Ezekiel. He said, son of man, prophesy. Do what? Prophesy. Say unto that dry bone. Now, let me ask you, what do you want to say to your own dry bone? Your prayer life? You can meditate before. Stay with God for a long time. And by the time you get up, your tears, you have bathed the feet of Jesus with your tears. But now you have lost your tears. And you don't know exactly what to do. You are just dry. Dry eye, dry heart, and everything is dry. From now, after today, you are going to be revived. Amen. Can we stand up on our feet? It is time to prophesy. What did I say? Yes, it is time to prophesy. Well, you wonder why I didn't say emphasize on prayer. You cannot pray and will not prophesy. Jesus said, he was talking about prophesying. He said, you can say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and the mountain will obey you. He now said, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. He talked about prophecy, and he now talked about prayer. So you can pray, and after your prayer, you now prophesy. Listen carefully. You see, Peter was called to run to Joppa, that Dorcas was dead. When he got there, They showed him everything that Dorcas did. The cloth Dorcas was weaving for the widows and all that. The body was there. What the first thing he did was to kneel down and to pray. He knelt down and prayed. And after prayer, he didn't get up and go. Because after prayer, Dorcas did not get up. So he prayed. After prayers, he turned to the body and he said, "Tabitha, arise." And immediately Dorcas opened her eyes and got up. And we're going to pray. Whatever you want God to do about your dry bone, you are going to pray now. Tell God. And after that, it is time to prophesy. Are you ready now? Well, let us talk to God about it. Talk to God about your marriage. Talk to God about your finance. Talk to God about your business. Talk to God. Tell him everything you want him to do. Because God told Ezekiel what he wants to do. He said, "I will put my spirit in them and they will live." Pray and say, "God, this is where I am now. Help me. I can't continue like this. My hope is lost. My bones are dry." Yes. Pray, tell God everything. He said unto me, "These bones are the whole house of Israel." Because they said, "Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, we are cut off our parts." He now told Ezekiel what he wants to do, what he wants to do. I want you to pray, because there is something God wants to do. Yes. There is something God wants to do in your life. Pray and say, "God, this is my condition, the condition of my marriage, the condition of my family, the condition of my business, the condition of my finance, the condition of my health. And the Bible said in verse 12, "Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. I will open your graves and I will bring you out from your graves." Amen. Now listen to me. God told Ezekiel exactly what he wants to do. He said, "Oh, my people, I will open your graves and I'll cause you to come up out of your graves and I'll bring you into the land of Israel. Whatever be your case, even if they have buried you already, God said he's going to open that grave. And it's going to bring you out." Amen. And it's going to bring you to your land. Amen. To your inheritance. Amen. To your position with God. Amen. He's going to bring you to your where you were before and more. Listen, that's what God wants to do. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yes. Now that you have prayed, or you have prayed and prophesied, God wants to do a new thing in your life. Amen. He will do that new thing. Amen. And you will never remain the same. Amen. I want to pray for you. Precious Father, you told Ezekiel to prophesy unto that dry bone, and the dry bone will rise and live. You told Ezekiel that you are going to open their graves, and you are going to bring them out of their graves, and you are going to bring them to their land, their possession. Father, this morning, I am asking, Lord, in heaven, that every dry bone here will rise. Those of us that are so sick, we have tried, we have done everything, just like the woman of issue of blood. This morning, my Father, I command every spirit of infirmity to leave their bodies in the name of Jesus. And I command total healing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. No matter that sickness, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, whatever it is, I command it to die from the root and disappear from their bodies in the name of Jesus. Father, every business that have fallen down, every business that have crumbled, I command that business to rise again. Every family that have scattered, Lord, I command that family to come up again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every marriage that have lost its focus and there's problem in that marriage, from today, whatever be that spirit that is causing that evil thing in that family, in that marriage, I command that power broken in the name of Jesus. Father, let every dry bone rise from this moment in the mighty name of Jesus. As you have promised, open their graves, bring them out of their graves, and cause them to live again, and let them go back to their possession. Thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.